Hello and welcome to this daily devotional podcast presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you'll find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. This series of devotionals follows our daily Bible reading plan, which coincides with our current sermon series, This Is Us, Genesis in Context. You can find the scripture readings for today by downloading our daily Bible reading plan. You can find that plan at concordunited.org/Bible. Finally, we invite you to share this podcast with family, friends, or anyone who might benefit from it. Today's devotional was written by Tyler Smith. The scripture is Genesis chapters 11 and 12. If you grew up in the South or even just spent some time talking to Southerners, you have probably heard someone say, "He's gotten too big for his britches." I've heard the expression as long as I can remember, and usually in the context of somebody getting a little too full of themselves or a warning not to attempt doing something beyond your capabilities. The expression implies that someone's ego has gotten so big or they have swelled up with so much pride that they can no longer fit in their pants. It seems the phrase has been around for several hundred years, likely derived from a similar Scottish-English idiom, but one of the first instances of it used in print was in 1835 in the writings of Tennessee folk hero Davy Crockett, who used the expression to throw shade at Andrew Jackson. At any rate, the phrase comes to mind in looking at today's reading, which covers the stories of the Tower of Babel and the call of Abram. The Tower of Babel seems like an odd story, but it does provide some insight in how God might respond to people that get too big for their britches and make decisions based purely on pride. It seems the people building the tower were looking for some sort of immortality and were building the seemingly useless structure just to prove they could. Their actions seem driven by pride and focused on what others might think of them rather than what God desires or what might actually help others around them. We are told that God frustrates their purposes by limiting their ability to communicate and scattering them all over the earth. This story makes us ask if sometimes God might frustrate our purposes or limit our ability to communicate and harm others when our decisions are based primarily on our own ego or pride. It seems that we might similarly get frustrated or waste time with pointless endeavors when we focus more on seeking recognition from others than asking ourselves what God desires and what would Jesus have us do in any given situation. In contrast to the builders of the Tower of Babel, we are introduced to the story of Abram and how God will call to faith and bless those who have the proper focus. The story begins with Abram following his father Terah on a journey out of Ur of the Chaldeans to Canaan. Somewhere along the journey, however, Terah seemingly gets stuck and decides to settle in the land of Haran. Abram is then called by God to travel further and told by God that he will not only bless Abram, but that all the peoples of the earth will be blessed through him as well. It isn't completely clear why God chose Abram or whether God attempted to call others before him, but we see that Abram was obedient and faithful to God. As we are subsequently told in Hebrews 11:10, Abram was able to experience these blessings because, quote, he was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose architect and builder is God. Abram certainly wasn't perfect, as our reading concludes with the strange story of his decision to go to Egypt and his misleading interactions with the Egyptians regarding his beautiful wife. While this is part of Abram's story, it does not appear it was closely connected to his faith. Therein lies a problem we can relate to today. Too often we have our faith and we have our story lived out in our interactions with others, but the two don't necessarily tie together. As we learn from the rest of Abram's story, when his faith and actions are consistent, he is blessed by God, and God uses him to bless others. These readings help remind us that we can receive similar blessings if we put our focus on God and don't get too big for our britches. Let us pray. Dear Lord, please teach us to be completely humble, gentle, patient, and bearing with one another in love. Guide us to find our value and worth in you. Make us a vessel through which others will experience the beauty and majesty of your great love. Amen. Thank you for listening to today's daily devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United Methodist Church. For more information about our church, including worship times, mission opportunities, and study groups, please visit our website at concordunited.org. We also invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can see past worship services, including the current sermon series, This Is Us, Genesis in Context. Finally, we would be honored if you gave this podcast a positive rating so that others can find it and benefit from it.